I'm a nursery school teacher, so when I heard accidents, my first thought isn't car accidents. It isn't plane accidents. It isn't you forgetting to do your taxes. It's a time period that a child has, generally between the age of 2 and 3. It's this nebulous, terrible, really experimental place where children are not in diapers, but not yet potty trained. And it's a place that all 2, 3-year-olds really must face at some point or another, because there's a time in your life when you have to make a choice and step forward into the next thing. And as adults, a lot of the time it's our role to help kids go that way. So I want to talk about sort of what I've learned about accidents from some of the accidents that I've helped, cleaned up, or just experienced. There are accidents. So the type of accident that an accident, the way that it impacts a person is totally dependent on where they are in their time stream. So, for example, a child that is just starting to potty train, if they pee themselves, they'll usually come up to me and they'll say, "Mr. Shai, I had an accident." And it's okay, because it's like, yeah, it's okay, you had an accident. Let's clean it up and try again, you know. That's what we're doing. But then there's kids that have been potty training for a while. They've been wearing underwear for a long time. They use the toilet now. They're big kids. And when they have an accident, when they pee themselves, even if just a little bit, it's a whole other experience. They're very emotional. And it's funny to an adult, because it's just, you know, it's a cute little thing. But to them, that would be like if you were a pilot and you had been training to be a pilot all your life. And you've been flying for like 3 years and you're doing great. And then something happens, you forget to hit the right button, and instead of taking off, you crash into the river at the end of the airstrip. So they're like, you know, they get really upset. And it's your role as a teacher, but it's also our roles as people helping other people that are at that point in their time stream with an accident no judgment. Like, that is not a place for judgment. No, you have to help them. You have to show them that it's okay. Like, we can totally fuck up something that we are supposed to be great at, and it's okay. It's a moment for love. There's also accidents that you don't know are accidents at all. I guess I can't name names. So there was a girl. So I'm sitting, it's nap time. Nap time in nursery, in my classroom, it's one of the only times that I really lay down the hammer. We don't talk during nap time. We don't get up during nap time. We rest and we think and we let our minds wander into whatever they wander into. So I'm sitting and I'm cutting something up, and I hear this. I guess I lose. I hear this thud every couple seconds, and I look and I see one of my girls, and it looks like she's smashing raisins on her cot. Like they're. So you walk up to her, and something was wrong with, she was probably a little dehydrated is what it was. Having been through the whole experience a lot, she's probably a little dehydrated. Anyway, when a little kid gets really dehydrated, their poop gets a little bit like rabbit poop. And the poop had rolled out of her diaper, and she was smashing it, you know, seeing it different places and smashing it. And from where she was standing, you know, that's okay. But as a teacher, or as just a person in life, when you have a friend or someone that's younger than you that's doing something that you feel like they should second guess, you bring it up with them. So I looked at her and I said, I guess I won't get her name. I said, "Why are you touching poop? Poop's gross." And she was kind of like, "Huh?" And I'm like, "No, it's really gross. It's the grossest thing that we make as people, as creatures." You know, we had to have that conversation. And then there are accidents that happen that are so big and so overwhelming that you don't cry. You can't even talk about it. I mean, there are accidents in life. There are accidents. There's tragedies that befall us that, you know, makes you question if there's a God, makes you question yourself, There are terrible things happen in this world that no one is in charge of or has any control over at all. And we have to face those things for ourselves and in our community and the people that we love all the time. So I was walking back from the playground with my class last year, and there was a boy who was pretty much potty trained. And he, before he was potty trained, okay, the first time that he made a poop in the toilet, I took a picture of it with our classroom's camera so I could show it to my boss because it was bigger than my forearm. I have heard from his family that he's had to clear, they've had to leave restaurants before because of the smell. Anyway, I was walking back from the playground with him one day and he looks up at me and he says, "Mr. Shia, I had a blowout." And I look at him and I say, what's a blowout? And he kind of looks back and he pulls on his shirt. And I go to touch his shirt, and then as I touch it, I realize I have to step back and prepare myself. And I peel it up, and out of his diaper, going up past his shoulder blades, if you can imagine, is poop. And sometimes you have to deal with it.